The mockingbird. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? The landlord next door in number 4. He told me if I brought up that noise to him or even looked at him cross, he'd toss me out. Zero tolerance for my additional complaints. It's been an intolerably cruel 6 months. Since the divorce, I've been walking the halls at night. I'm a mess, admittedly. I'm an older woman now, 72, arthritic, but fun. Leggy, but stringy. Tonight, oh hell, every night, I take a Xanax, 2 shots of cough syrup, 3 whiskey sours, and well, I just expect the sheep to begin their drift over my head. But I lay there, sleepless as a river. The thoughts, a mighty cascade, until the booze and the pills slow the sounds. Then, just as I slip into sleep, when my ex-husband and our evaporated life, our quiet suburban Seattle existent, drifts from consciousness, I hear it. The shrill, screaming loquacity of that Megan McCain of Fowl, the mockingbird. For 1 hour, then 2, and then 3 hours, the shrill bird screeches at me through the night. I can't take it. I look at myself in the mirror, enduring red hair. Green eyes, eye luggage. Who is this angry ruin blathering about birds in the mirror? My sleep, my precious sleep was all I had in my old age, a sweet, brief respite, a delicious interlude of my dreams. Beep, click. Sleepless in this flop. I read about mockingbirds at night now. They mimic car alarms, dogs, cats, geese, other birds. A male will lose their forever mate and spend nights screaming out for it, lovelorn and lost. Or a young male will call out to find a mate. Either way, a noisy male ruins my nights, just as these last 6 months, male lawyers, male ex and his male lover ruined my days. I tore through the drawers for something to frighten the mockingbird away. I opened the window, a laser, nothing. I flashlight, nothing, a rock. I could barely lift it. A Sharpie, I hurled it, limply. Louder, louder, the mockingbird squealed and shouted and bellowed and bawled and whooped and yelped and cried and squawked and wailed until I flew it and I found it, a lumpy bag of potatoes. Porch ready in my green nightgown, leaning on my crooked bunion feet, I pitched it. The potato struck the brittle branches, and I could hear the clatter. The bird was silent. Yes! I waited. The night perfectly still. Victory! But tempting fate, not content with the silence, I fished out another, a bigger spud. I took aim in the nothing, the emptiness of my vanished future, my voided past, my vacant present. I took a breath, and as I launched it, the rage and fury and hate within me all soaked and gripped into that dented little spud. It released my withered fingers until right there. It struck, not that noisy mockingbird, but my landlord's bald dome shining beneath the outside lantern in number 4 as he stepped in from my hardest throw. The spud popped against his moonlit pate. My landlord dropped with a thud to the ground, his crotch, a light mound in front of me. I heard the mockingbird click-clack its laughter at me in that vicious blackness. Do you hear it?